Crucifixion? Good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each. Next. Crucifixion?
No, freedom.
Hmm? What?
Freedom for me. They said I hadn't done anything so I could go free and live on an island somewhere.
Oh. Oh, well, that's jolly good. Well, off you go then.
Nah, man, you're pulling your leg. It's crucifixion, really.
Oh, I see. Very good, very good. Well, out of the door.
Yeah, another way. Out the door. One line cross each. Line on the left.
Line on the left. Yes, thank you.
And being crucified for 3 days was quite interesting spiritually. You know, you're up there. Mm. You get there in the morning, and there's a cross with your name on it. Mr. Idol. So we were 3 days on there, you know, and you think, well, this is what it would be like to be crucified. You know, a bit more pain, but still it gets kind of, you know, no, I'm saying it was really painful, but it was cold and it was unpleasant, and we were up there a long time. And there were only three ladders if you wanted to piss. Typical. Yeah. Oh, I'm desperate. The end, I remember once we were down at Terry Jones's and we had no idea for an end. And I said, well, we got to end with a song. You know, we're going off. The film was stuck. It was everybody was going off to be crucified. And I said, we clearly got to finish with a song. And then we just had the idea that, well, it wouldn't be hilarious to have a song number on the cross. And I said, well, it would have to be a very cheery song. You know, to be. And I always had in my head that it should be a whistle song, like a Disney song with a bit of whistling. And then we got kind of excited by that. And I went straight home and I wrote it. I just went, you know, and I picked up the guitar. And I just sort of wrote it very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I picked my kid up from school and played it to him. And I took it in the next day. And then we went, yeah, that's it. And even Jonesy eventually said that was it.
Well, why did he hold out?
Well, because I think he always wants to write his own song, right. Terry. Because he's got a very good musical brain too, but he doesn't do a lot of it.
Yeah. And it's had a hell of a life, that song,
really,
hasn't it?
It's been lucky for us, really, yeah. I mean, that song, I mean, I recorded it, and I did a very straight voice on it. Always look on the bright side of life, you know, like, because it's written as a sort of dreadful lounge song, really, yeah. Is what it is. And they played it on the set in Tunisia, and everybody liked it, and they all applauded, and then, but I thought there's something wrong with it. I don't know what it is. And then I realized that it was the voice. The vocal, and I thought that what it should be was Mr. Cheeky sort of singing it. It needed that sort of Cockney, you know, voice. Mm. And so we got the sound guy from the movie, and he took his Nagra, you know, and then one side's the track, and we went into a hotel room in Tunisia, and we put mattresses up against the wall, and I took a bottle of Buka, this sort of thing, and we had a quick swig, and just did it live in a hotel room in Tunisia. Cheer up, mate. You know, some things in life are bad. That's all sung in a hotel room in Tunisia, put on. And it just brought it to life, because I was in that character, I was playing that character. Yeah. And it just sells the song, you know, it just, because then you got it now. Yeah, cheer up, no problem. We're going to die. All that ad-libbing at the end, you know. It just brought the thing to life, and that was good. So now everybody sings it. I mean, I've had Art Garfunkel sing it. You know, Jack Nicholson sings it. Yeah. It's a classic, isn't it? You know, it's a standard.
And I was very proud of the movie. I thought it was much the best we ever did. As you said, more mature, more grown up, making jokes about things that really mattered.